Why was this meeting held? Pasaram of the onshore shale gas community and business reference group. Tijan group ngara tokaram government plang that draft implementation plan, plang that recommendation, plang that scientific inquiry, langa hydraulic fracturing, langa Northern Territory, or inquiry plangat short, establishing starting up the reference group. That reference group tavan pickam langa June 2018. Promoted that recommendation in 16.4 from that inquiry. That first time that reference group been meet up keja even langa down langa 3rd of July 2018. That chair blanga that reference group and Mr. Danish Steadman. I mean welcome that reference group. I mean tell them that reference group one of the gara two and one of every member gara do. Mr. Steadman, I mean tell them that group gara meet up karam keja 4 times over this next year. Address for Dr. Ritchie. Dr. David Ritchie, I mean tell him that reference group langa aim job like an independent officer and how I'm gonna work karam anti-government and that reference group. Governance. That reference group I'm gonna talk about planga terms of reference and how that group I'm gonna work karam geja. That reference group been talk planga how each member gotta represent them different group but gotta represent them natural community unumulanga that reference group. That reference group I'm agree langa that terms of reference and operation protocol. Draft implementation plan. Workers from the Department of Chief Minister or DCM been given that reference group one bala draft paper planga that implementation plan. Naja that government department workers been talk langa that reference group and talk planga all about job. That reference group been reviewing that draft implementation plan and been given to sun langa workers from DCM. And really important one that plan in some does an inquiry in different la reports and review. What happened about Alibala? That government got left to make him sure to send him enough money, resources, and support for follow up that plan proper way. That group have talk about blanga that role blanga traditional owners. Langa make him but that plan proper way. And blanga all about role in written by Sebi la that plan. That plan must gotta talk about blanga climate change problem. Health information and news. Blanga one of happen la health im should be la plan. That plan im should talk about blanga problem karam rights of traditional owners under that Land Rights Act and Native Title Act. And that government im should talk karam traditional owners and land council blanga dejan. That plan im should look at langa natural laws but make him show but proper changes tagara make him. That plan im should talk about blanga recommendation 14.34 regulatory model. Build them but trust and make him show that rules promote him clear and so everybody savvy. That plan him sort of tell him about who's we. Him doesn't that reference group need him but support from that federal government, anti-government and local government. But make him show that plan to follow him up and they got him opportunity. That plan him sort of talk about long that important one way but look at that information blanga environmental, social, cultural and health values and impacts. That engagement karam community is really important one and this one does talk about long that plan. The reference group told the task force who the task force. Dabin have problem karam no go zone and blanga that wrong one information but then put over ran no go zone in little by show that rights blanga traditional owners. Taran important one but talk karam land council and traditional owners. Taran bin put on engagement like that inquiry and government should keep him doom but does an open engagement. That Aboriginal Interpreter Service does a reason but make him show that information takara share la all territorians. That CLC been talk takaram strong one job langa site protection. What am this one mean? When is the next meeting? That reference group been agree got him that next one meeting him gotta be langa 23rd October 2018. People who were in the meeting: Mr. Danny Steadman, Chair, by local advocate; Mr. Jimmy Cocking, Director, Arid Land Environment Centre; Miss Julianne Stroll, Manager, Mining Central Land Council; Mr. Greg Bicknell, Chief Executive Officer, Chamber of Commerce; Miss Gillian Duggan, Principal Lawyer and Executive Officer, Environmental Defender's Office; Mr. Jeff Crowhurst, Chair, Catherine Mining Service Association; Mayor Faye Miller, Mayor, Catherine Town Council; Professor Ellen Kess, Director, Menzies School of Health Research, via telephone; Mr. Michael Bridge, Chairman, Tourism NT; Mr. Joe Morrison, Chief Executive Officer, Northern Land Council, via telephone; Mr. David Chiaravolo, Executive Officer, Amateur Fishermen's Association of the NT; Mr. Damien Hale, Organizer, Australian Workers' Union. People who couldn't be there at the meeting are Mr. Matt Doman, Director, South Australia and NT, Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association. Mr. Greg Owens, Chief Executive Officer, NT Farmers Association, Northern Territory Cattlemen Association.